All right, we hooked up with Roscoe O'Malley for an exclusive interview. How you doing, man?
Man, it's all great. You doing great.
You know, for those who don't know you, go ahead and introduce yourself real quick. You know, let us know who you are, where you're from, and what you're here to do.
My name is Roscoe O'Malley, a.k.a. the freshest Filipino. I'm representing Southern California, straight out of Los Angeles, California. And like I said, man, we're the biggest independent artists in the game right now, trying to get it in.
All right, you know, explain to us how you got into rap and your path up until now.
Well, I've been doing music for a while now, man. I had a deal when I was real young in the game. Produced records overseas for a group called Drunken Tiger, because I'm not just a rapper, I'm also a producer. I produce 4 platinum albums overseas in Korea with a group called Drunken Tiger, who was really accredited as the first hip-hop group in Korea. Then around 2001, I quit music. I started up my own business, my advertising agency. Then I got into the mortgage industry and was successful in business. And about in 06, I woke up one day and I realized I wasn't happy. So I quit my businesses and I decided to invest in myself and my music. And so we've been grinding since 06.
All right. And go ahead. Go ahead.
That's pretty much that. That's the story.
And, you know, let's get the name confusion out of the way first. You have nothing to do with Corrupt's brother Roscoe or Roscoe P. Goldchain, correct?
Nope. My name is Roscoe O'Malley, the one and only. I mean, I'm cool with them guys. Shout out to Roscoe and Corrupt. I fool with those dudes. I really don't have a relationship with Roscoe P. Goldchain. But Roscoe O'Malley is my government name, so that's me.
All right. So you said you know Roscoe and Corrupt?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know Roscoe. He look forward to a record with me and him.
Oh, that would be cool.
I have no connection to Roscoe P. Goldchain. But okay. I think he's dope. I fuck with Roscoe.
You're the third Roscoe. You're the third Roscoe in the game. What makes you stand out?
I'm just nice. know, I let the music speak for itself. Been on the Wake Up Show 20 weeks in a row, which is longer than Eminem's run. So I was on the Wake Up Show, so everybody knows me that I can spit, but I'm also known for making records. And obviously Live It Up was the first single off the camp. It's registered over 10,000 spins right now on MediaBase. Continues to be the number one independent record in the country.
It still is?
So not only that, I want my legacy to be known as not just the spitter that can come on the Wake Up Show and rip heads off, but also the guy that can put together records. The albums.
Okay.
That's what we're working on now. Huh?
So how did you actually hook up with, you know, Sway and King Tech?
Well, we had a mutual friend, a gentleman by the name of Rome Diggs, who I met up in the Bay, who used to be an intern for the Wake Up Show back in the day. He took me to the first taping of the my first taping of the Wake Up Show. And when I introduced myself, let them know about my aspirations, what I was doing, then I spit my verses, they invited me back. So they continued to invite me back and just became fam. You know, shout out to Sway and King Tech. They've really been advising me on the direction of my career. So it was really pivotal to meet them and just kind of build a relationship with them and keep coming back to the Wake Up Show, where it was an outlet for me to, you know, get what was on my chest off.
All right, and you know your single "Live It Up" with Bobby Valentino and U40 has been killing the airwaves. Tell us the story behind that song.
Well, I actually hooked up with 40 early on in our campaign. I had a show in Medford, Oregon, and I met 40 Water. It was really it was my goal to get up there and meet him and hopefully collab with him. So I got up to Medford. It was a funny story because he met me in the hotel lobby where we were supposed to be at, and he ended up having like a 10-minute conversation with me, but I realized at the end of the 10-minute conversation that he mistaken me for somebody else. So it's a big shout out to my dude JD McGuire. He thought I was a cat named JD McGuire, who's just a record promoter that everybody knows, a local hustler from the from LA. That 40 did business with. So that kind of broke the ice for us. We met on a Friday. We jumped in the studio on Sunday in LA. So we met on a Friday in Medford, Oregon, jumped in the studio in LA, on a Sunday. So it was a true blessing to have a legend like E-40 really co-sign me and believe in me and really take a leap of faith to get down with me to record that verse. But the Live It Up that you hear right now that's on the radio is actually the remix version, because we had that record over 2 years ago, the verse from E-40 at least, over 2 years ago. And that was the original version with me and Jay Black, produced by Mil G. So once I met up with Sway and King Tech, they revamped the single with me, you know, introduced me to a producer named Focus out of Aftermath. He remixed the record, and then we hollered at Bobby Valentino, who happened to be a personal friend of one of the members of our camp, Mil G, and the rest was history. And that's how the record came along. So it wasn't like, it didn't just come about. We got the verse from 41st, had a record, we put it out, it was cool, it was cracking. But it wasn't until the remix and Bobby V jumping on with Focus and the direction from Sway and King Tech that it really got jumping.
Yeah, I believe you shot a video for the remix, but it hasn't come out yet, right?
Yeah, we got the video, and it's about to come out. We just put the final touches on it. It got Bobby Valentino, got E-40. It's just hard dealing with them two artists sometimes. They're like platinum artists, so they're all over the place. To coordinate everybody's schedule, you know, me being busy myself, it was definitely a challenge, but we put it together because the people wanted it, so expect to see that soon.
All right. I know you, now you told me you have a new single coming out that's going to be big. Tell us about that.
We got two new potential singles that are going to be smashes. I got one with a kid named Kobe O'Donis, who is Akon's new prodigy. He has the number one record in the rhythmic charts right now called What You Got. And we met early on during our radio tours. We put together a record produced by Mil G, who's from my AOW camp. He put a smash together called I Got It. So that's been leaked. I mean, we didn't mean to leak it, but like the streets is wanting it so much that it's been leaked. You can catch it on the mixtapes. You can hear it on the radio here and there, but that's, you know, we're trying to save that gun because we got another record coming out. Our next single with the Avila Brothers. And for those who don't know who the Avila Brothers are, they're the highest selling Latino producers in the history of the game. You know, they have over 40 million records sold. They produced, you know, everybody from the Isley Brothers all the way to Usher. They're the ones that actually wrote and produced the Confessions record for Usher. So okay. Although they're not a household name like I think they should be, they're really going to step to the forefront this year and kind of let it be known who's putting all these hit records together. A lot of people don't even know it's two Latino brothers getting it in. So shout out to Bobby. Shout out to Iz, the Avila Brothers. They got the new Usher single featuring Kanye, like the banana. So I feel blessed to have that track. The track is entitled You Girl. It's more like a crossover. It kind of shows my versatility. Not only can I get on the street records, but I can get on the big pop crossover records. I think that's the direction that I'm trying to head right now. You know, I feel like I conquered the open mic and the battle scene. I feel like I've conquered the street records. It's time to move on and get my sensual seduction on. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah.
So we're looking forward to both those hitting the street in the summertime, and they're both creating major buzz.
All right, and you know, are you going to end up releasing like 60-some mixtapes, or are you actually going to put out an album? Because we need West Coast artists with albums out.
Yeah, I feel you. We have over 150 records that are ready, mixed, ready to go. I mean, we have 4 street albums that are coming out in the next couple months. Like I said, we're independent right now, and we're making our chips just going independent and doing shows. So, you know, we're shopping for a major deal, and we've had meetings and talks with major labels, but they're going to have to do something for me that I haven't done for myself already. We have my own shoe line that just came out, the Roscoe Umalis. We're very profitable off that. We're a profitable business, and in order to do a record deal, I'd only be interested if it was a label deal. Do you feel me?
Yeah.
To where we come in as partners. So I'm not your average ordinary artist. I feel I'm more of a boss, more of an executive, and a label is going to have to come in and do something for me that we're not already doing ourselves. So that's the reason why we're hesitant on putting out the album itself. we're profitable enough just in our digital downloads, in our mixtape game, in our merchandising ourselves as a crew, that we really don't need the majors right now. I mean, I think that's the direction of where the music industry is headed. So until we have something like that in place, so where we can take it nationwide, it had to be a deal big enough to take me all across the world for me to consider it. Up until then, we're completely satisfied being independent and just getting our grind on. I learned it from Big 40 Water himself, so,
All right. So what are the next projects that you got coming out?
I got a mixtape coming out. My first and second mixtapes, which are available on iTunes, or you can catch them on my MySpace page. We're both hosted by DJ Warrior. I got another mixtape coming out with DJ Warrior, as well as another mixtape coming out with Nick Bean, and posted by DJ Felly Fell. And then I got a couple more street mixtapes that are coming out. So look forward to, I'm trying to get my Lil Wayne on right now, man. You're going to hear me featured on I-15's new single. You're going to hear my singles on the radio, and then you're going to just see a slew of mixtapes all over the place. And every single mixtape is going to have 30 different new cuts on all of them, not recycled cuts. So you can just look forward to a bunch of music, and you can continue to see me dominate the airwaves on the West Coast.
All right, so what about the album? What's the album going to sound like?
The album's going to be whatever direction we take it. Like I said, I got the street records, we got the party records, we got the spit records. I mean, the album is pretty much ready. It could just be a collection of 12, 13 cuts that we could pick from our catalog of 150. So I think every day we're continuing to work with new producers, work with everybody from Focus, DJ Muggs, DJ Khalil, some other producers we work with. The Avila Brothers, obviously. Continuing to work with producers, stay in the lab, stay creating, and when the time comes and the buzz is even bigger, to drop the album, we'll drop it. But right now, we're not really pressed. We just want to continue to hit these streets, hit the radio, and keep on creating awareness about Roscoe Molly.
All right, and who are you feeling right now as far as rap goes?
I'm sorry?
Who are you feeling right now as far as rap goes?
I'm feeling Snoop Dogg. I'm feeling Kanye West, I'm feeling Glass Malone, and I'm feeling my new artist, Young Kino, who also got a record on the radio right now called Let's Get Together. He's the newest member of the ALW Records crew. And Young Kino, we got big plans for him coming out this summer as well. His record right now is hot on the station here in L.A., Power 106, but now it's starting to spread all throughout the West Coast, and it's featuring myself and Sharice. So those are the artists that I'm feeling right now.
All right, and I know you've been doing a lot of collaborations lately. Who you been messing with?
Oh man, we got everybody from the New West pretty much. I just did a record with Stylistic Jones, Problem, Butch Cassidy, produced by Day One. So that one's hot in the streets. I'm gonna be working with your boy Hot Dollar. I'm on the Grey Goose remix. Working with Glasses Malone. So everybody in the New West, shout out to the New West, all the up-and-coming West Coast artists. I mess with all of them. But I don't try to just keep it limited to the West Coast. I mean, if you look at my mixtape number two, I Love My DJs, I got collaborations on there with everybody from Smith & Wesson to Wu-Tang to Sean Paul from the Dirty South to Talib Kweli, Strong Arm Steady. I mean, it's a great blend of people from the underground to some of the most commercial, best-selling artists on the planet. Like, my whole philosophy is, if you got skills, I'm working with you. And I'm honored to work with the legends that I've worked with. I'll just continue to work with more. So, I mean, they can check out my MySpace to see the catalog of artists that we work with, man. But just to let everybody know, it's the real deal,
All right. Sounds good, man. Before we go, is there anything else I should let everybody know?
I just want to give a big shout out to you. Give a big shout out to Duff CNN. I know y'all slept on me for a hot second, but I don't blame y'all. A lot of people sleep on me at first until they realize the content and the actual movement and the force that we're bringing. I really don't feel as though nobody's coming with the bars that we're coming with or the movement like we're coming with. I want to give a big shout out to all my Filipinos that support me from day one. It's not just a region that I belong to, but it's a whole culture that backs me. So I want to give a shout out to all the Filipinos, all the Latinos that show me love. Make sure you check out that Latino remix of Live It Up with Pitbull and Sinful. You know, and a shout out to all of California, man. Northern, Southern, Central. Shout out to my man Numb Trump, Gorilla Pinos. We're making it happen.